Are you feeling stuck? Like no matter what you try, balance isn't possible, a better job doesn't exist, or there's just no way out of this season that you're in? That's what I call the no possibility mindset, and it's toxic. It keeps you from going after the life that you actually want. It drains your energy. It keeps you second guessing yourself, and it convinces you that change is out of reach. You're just gonna have to wait for things to get better. In this episode, I'm unpacking how this sneaky mindset shows up, probably in ways you don't even know, why it's so damaging, and most importantly, how to flip it. Because once you start living in possibility, your brain sees new solutions, new opportunities, and new ways forward. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and finally feel empowered to create change and go after the life you want, this episode is for you. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, hello, working moms. Happy fall. We are still in my area of California dealing with like 90 plus degree weather out here, but it is definitely fall season and we can start to feel the change of color. I love this time of year. And with the change of seasons, it really feels like the perfect time to have this particular podcast episode right now, sort of on this precipice of the fall seasonal change. Because what we're actually digging into here in this episode is one of the most toxic mindsets that actually prevents you from change, right? It's preventing you from being able to experience more work-life balance. It's preventing you from being able to make any changes in your career and finding more happiness in your career. It's keeping you from taking back control of your time and your energy and your focus and really living to your absolute fullest. And to just start us off, I want to tell you a little story about my client, Allie. Now, I've told this story on the podcast before a few times because it is such a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about here, but I'm going to share it again. Allie and I, when we started working together, at this point, it would have been about like 5 years ago, she had a lot of changes that she wanted to make in her life. She wanted a different job. She wanted to move closer to her family, like several states away. And in one of our sessions, we were discussing some of the like big career transitions that she was talking about. And she started telling me about how there probably wasn't anything else out there as good as she has it now, right? Like her job was flexible and it really was. It had great financial incentive. Her family got great benefits from it. She was valued in her company and in her role, but she really just wasn't happy with what she was doing. And she wanted to make this change, except what she was believing was there was nothing else as good out there. Like she probably wasn't going to find any job as good as the one that she has right now. And so I paused her in the middle of one of our coaching sessions as we were talking about that. And I said, hold on. Is it true that there really isn't anything good out there as good as you have it right now? And that you're really just going to be unhappy for the rest of your career? And ultimately, like you've essentially peaked right now at the age of 35? I mean, if this is the best that it's going to get, right? There was this long pause as she considered what I was saying. And then she just busted up laughing. We both did actually, because she realized she was actually really believing that. She was really believing that there was no other job for her out there that had as much flexibility that she desired, was virtual in the way she wanted it to be, that was going to allow her to move, that was going to make the same amount of money, give her like the same benefits, right? She was sort of stuck in this loop that this was the best it was going to get. She had peaked. And I remember she said, you know, it sounds ridiculous the way you're saying that, Rebecca. And I said, I know, that's why I wanted you to hear it. You're believing that there's no possibility of something being as good, if not better, than what you have. And if there's no possibility, then you're stuck. This toxic mindset is what we're digging into here today in this episode. I'm calling it the no possibility mindset. And my hunch is you didn't even realize perhaps how much you've been believing that in some area of your own life, right? So the no possibility mindset can sort of sound like a variety of things, but my hunch is you're feeling stuck in some area of your life, stuck in your job, stuck feeling like you're drowning in your commitments and in your schedule, stuck in overwhelm, stuck in feeling like you have to choose between your career that you love and being a mom that you want to be, stuck at the weight that you're at, stuck in figuring out how to make more time for yourself, stuck in figuring out when to work out, stuck with trying to figure out when to see friends, right? There's an area of life that you're feeling stuck in, and it's because you're believing this toxic no possibility mindset, this belief, right? It might feel like confusion. It might feel like stuckness. It might feel like even helplessness, right? It's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get my kids to stop waking up in the middle of the night so I can sleep. I don't know how to get my boss to communicate differently. I don't know how to make more money. I don't know what kind of job I want to be in. I don't know. And this feeling of stuckness in not knowing what to do, right, is a version of this no possibility mindset. So right now, I want you to bring to mind somewhere in your life where you're believing this, right, where you feel stuck, where you are telling yourself, I don't know, and where you're feeling like there's no possibility of change in the way that you want, and you just have to suck it up and wait it out, right? And let me be clear, there's no shame here as we bring this to mind, right? I'm going to share a little bit of my own personal story as well, because I don't know about you, but I get a lot of stuck. I get stuck a lot in like, I don't know how to handle the meltdowns that are happening from my 8-year-old a lot of the times, right? I feel really stuck in that. So there's no shame. I just want you to take a brief inventory of your own life and where you're feeling stuck, so that in this episode, it's going to be more valuable to you if you have that in your mind as we go through this conversation, okay? So I know toxic is a really strong word here. And I'm being very serious when I tell you it's toxic, because believing there is no possibilities and that you're stuck is toxic, because it creates this ripple effect of disempowerment, right? When you feel stuck and like there's no possibility of getting unstuck and fixing the problem, like there's no possibility of you figuring out how to get promoted, and there's no possibility of you experiencing more balance, and there's no possibility of you not working late tonight, and there's no possibility of lessening the meltdowns that are happening with one of your kids at home, right? When you are stuck in that mindset that there's no possibility, you are living at a deficit. And it is sucking your mental energy, it is sucking your emotional energy, and for sure, it's sucking your physical energy. It's like, my hands are tied, like there's nothing I could do about it, so why even try? If there's no possibility of you being able to take back control of your schedule, why even try? If there's no possibility of you lessening the meltdowns with your kids at home, why even try? If there's no possibility of you finding another job that's just as flexible, that you enjoy 100 times more, then don't even go out and search, right? If there's no possibility, then every attempt is sort of futile and it's just a waste of time. And oftentimes when you are feeling disempowered and stuck in one area of life, it sort of has a ripple effect in other areas of life where you create stuckness over there as well, right? It actually happens all the time and you might not even know it. Like, have you ever had one of those days at work when you are just not quite on top of your game in the way that you want to, right? And then your brain starts to offer to you little thoughts like, you don't deserve to be in this role. You're an imposter. They're going to find you out. You're not very good at this. And then those seeds of thought throughout the day, they become sort of a snowball throughout the day, right? Where your brain starts to notice how true those thoughts really are. And it starts to highlight and sort of repeat like it's a highlight reel, all of these little moments that are sort of evidence for how that's true, right? Pieces of conversation that could have gone a little bit better, written conversation that wasn't quite on point, a presentation that wasn't your best, an interaction with your kid where you are particularly angry and your brain is just starts telling you you're terrible, you can't do this, you're not good at this, you'll never be good at this, right? Your brain likes to search for the things that you're telling it. Okay, so if you're stuck and there's no possibility of work-life balance in this job or in this role or at this company, or there's no possibility of making a change, or the job market is too volatile, right? Your brain goes on a search for evidence for how that's true. And then it sort of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're believing something. And so your brain is searching for evidence of it. And then it begins to feel more real in your mind. And it has this snowball effect. A story of disempowerment, of a lack of possibilities, has a ripple effect of more disempowerment stories and lack of possibilities across lots of areas of life. So it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's another reason why this mindset is so toxic. The last reason why this no possibility of mindset is so toxic is it actually shuts down possibilities. Like literally you have less ideas on what to do, on how to make a change, on how to take back control of your time and energy. You literally don't have as many options to problem solve from, which makes it really difficult to make that change. Again, the last reason why this is so highly toxic. The next Ambitious and Balanced cohort just started a couple of weeks ago. And so we've been in the process of beginning to coach and meet on a weekly basis. And they've been like already really have dug into the process. They've watched all of the virtual classrooms. They understand what they're supposed to be doing. And they're starting to kind of implement those things. And then we're coming back week after week talking about what's working for them, what's not working for them, starting to problem solve for sort of the roadblocks, right? And they're trying to implement four essential priorities that this program is based on and figure out how to calendar it and then stick to it and become the person that follows through with these things and holds to their boundaries and their priorities. And so as we've been getting going in our weekly sessions, I'm starting to like coach them and interact with them, I'm starting to hear a lot of this toxic no possibility mindset. They don't even realize that that's where their brain is at, right? I have to point it out to them. I have to remind them that creating sustainable work-life balance is an active process that requires some trial and error, right? It starts with picking your priorities, calendaring them for the very first time, and then figuring out how to hold to them. But there's so many variables that need to be sorted through, that need to be figured out, right? We have to start with sort of a hunch on what those priorities are, figure out when is the best time to do them. But then what I'm seeing happen for them is they're like, well, every morning that they get up and they don't do, you know, one of the priorities that they said they were going to do, it becomes evidence in their mind of how work-life balance is impossible for them. It's like, oh, see, I joined this program and I can't even keep to this. And see, there's obviously this just is impossible for me. Work-life balance can't be possible for me. Right. Every day I set aside time to do a workout and then my young kids interrupt me, making that workout seem impossible. And it kind of throws up their hands, right? It's like, see, there's no possibility of me getting a workout in anymore, right? It's like the failure of being able to prioritize something for the first time is evidence of how it's absolutely not going to work. See what I mean? So this toxic no possibility mindset has that ripple effect of disempowerment. It shuts down solutions and ideas, and that makes you stuck even longer in that state of unhappiness and stuckness. And the longer you believe work-life balance is impossible for you, or that this season of life you're just going to have to push through, or that there's no other job that is going to pay you as much as you want to get paid, right? The longer you believe that is the longer you stay stuck. The longer you believe that you just have to wait out this season with your kids and endure the meltdown after meltdown after meltdown is the longer you feel like a terrible parent. I recognized this recently with my own son. We have been experiencing more meltdowns for him at higher intensities, and it feels trickier than it used to sort of navigate the day to day. And what I was doing before just hasn't been working anymore. And I have felt really stuck, like not knowing how to help him, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to be supportive. And in my mind, I was sort of stuck in this loop, like this kid is going to turn out to be an emotional wreck as an adult if I don't figure this out, which of course created more disempowerment and stress to me because I was believing that there was no possibility of change for us. I've been believing this story that I was stuck and that I didn't know what to do and that I don't have any tools to help him. And so every day we all sort of wake up and experience the same meltdown. And then my volcano starts rising of frustration and helplessness. And I'm a terrible parent, sort of thoughts kind of keep trickling in. And then of course, nothing changes through all of that. Until the moment I decided that there had to be something that we could do. There had to be a possibility, right? And that I had more control than I was giving myself credit for, that I was more equipped than I thought. I literally had to reject the no possibility mindset and decide that there had to be a way. And when I decided that, that's when I shifted into possibility mode. I reached out to his doctor who referred us to a specialist. I leaned into some parenting mentorship. I'm a part of Dr. Becky's membership. And so I found some tools that were really helpful in there for me. I had some very intentional conversations with my husband who now he and I are on the same page around this. But all of those options and that movement forward, it happened because I believe that there had to be a possibility. There had to be something I could do. And of course, we're a little too early in the process here with my son to know what the final solution is going to be. But what I did in terms of movement and making all those phone calls and starting to reach out, it immediately made me feel better, right? Like this whole weight was lifted off of me because I brought my power back. I felt more in control of my situation. I wasn't stuck anymore. I call this living in possibility. And when you live in possibility, breakthrough happens. Right? Your brain starts scanning for solutions and next steps, right? You naturally start to notice more opportunities. Options begin to sort of restore this sense of control and grounded empowerment, which you're always going to make better decisions from that place. When I decided there was something I can do about my son's meltdowns so that we weren't living in this stuck cycle, the first thing I did was reach out to his doctor. But then my brain started to scan for more opportunity, right? And so a few key conversations started happening with my friends, and that helped me find some even more language to describe what was going on that I didn't have before, which felt good. And then I started to feel more support from my family and friends because I was sharing it with them, which helped me realize like I'm not alone and I can do this. I can actually do this with the support of people around me. When you live in possibility, this almost always leads to immediate action. And when you're in action mode, you're no longer stuck. Some people call this manifesting. And that's a little too like woo-woo for me, but that's ultimately what this is. I have a client who has a really big job and it's very demanding on her time. It's everything she wants. Plus, she has two young kids and potentially even another on the way. And she told me recently that there was no way she would ever have been able to figure out for herself how to have these big goals and try to achieve all the things she wants in her career and be the mom she wants to be without coaching. Because she was stuck in, this isn't working. I can't do this. I have to pull back, right? But one of my jobs as her coach is to help her live in possibility and to see options when her first thought is there are none. And so now after about a year of coaching together, she doesn't feel held back by her circumstances anymore. And instead of feeling like she can't go after her big goal, she asks herself, what are my options here? What could I do? What would I need to do in order to make this happen, right? Notice that even that line of questioning that has shifted within her is all about possibility. It's the belief that the life that she wants and the goals that she wants to go after are all figure outable, right? Some of my clients even like to use this kind of, it's all figure outable as sort of a mantra for themselves, right? To remind themselves that there's definitely a solution out here. There's definitely a possibility. And one of the tools I often tell my clients to use to sort of cultivate this mindset, this mantra that it's all figure outable is the daily kickstart. And I don't know if you have downloaded that yet for yourself. It's a 10-minute morning mindset cultivation practice where you can pick any mindset that you want to cultivate, but it's definitely could be used for this one. Like it's all going to be figure outable. I can figure this out. There's possibility out there, right? You can literally cultivate that mindset in yourself every single day. It's the most amazing tool. All of my clients love it. And I offer it for free. So if you have not downloaded the daily kickstart, I definitely recommend that you do that. You can find a link to that in my show notes. It's also on my website. If you want to go to my website, RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com, it'll just pop up for you. Because when you're cultivating this mindset, when you are believing that there's possibility, right, you might not know exactly how to get your workout routine in again. But if you have this mindset, this belief that it's possible, you're going to probably try to figure it out. And if you believed that there was another job out there that paid you the same amount of money, if not more, had the flexibility that you wanted and the growth opportunity that you wanted, you might actually go out to go look for it, right? If you believed that you could get out of the habit of logging on after your kids went to sleep, that habit that you've been in, and be just as productive and successful in your job, you would start figuring out how to make that happen. You see, when you start with possibility and living in the mindset and the land of possibility, that what you want is possible out there, right? Your brain can start to come up with logical solutions for you, logical possibilities and steps that you could try. So I want you to go back to that thing that you picked that you are sort of stuck in right now, right? That I had you bring to mind. Maybe it's a habit that you want to break, or a habit that you want to start, or a big change that you want to feel, or that feeling of work-life balance that you want to cultivate, right? I want you to go back to that for a moment. And I want you to bring it to mind and ask yourself, if this was actually possible for me to get unstuck and figure this out, what could I try? Or what could I do? Or what's the possible next step? Then I want you to go out and do it, right? It might not be the right next step, but the possibility that it could be is naturally motivating and empowering and sort of opens up opportunity and options and then next steps after that, right? If you need a coach like me to hold space for your goals and for the possibility of the life that you want, and not just hold space, but then offer a process for how to go out and make it happen, to have the right mindset, to take the right actions, to live in the land of possibility until you make it happen, until you manifest it, if you will. So until you break those habits, until you get into that next job, this is exactly what I do. I am in your corner as a guide and as a coach, helping you achieve all of the work-life balance and working mom goals that you have. I have seen it time and time again. When you live in the land of possibility and you trust that coaching is going to work, and that working with me is going to be the solution that you need to get that next job, to get that next promotion, to break overworking habits, to find more peace and calm. When you believe that, then 100% we're going to create it together. Your next step, if you're interested in working with me as a coach, is to reach out and book a breakthrough call. This is a call where you and I just start talking about what's going on in life, the goals that you have in life, where you're feeling stuck in life. Together, we will actually map out a plan for exactly how you can reach those goals through coaching. And then, of course, we leave lots of time to discuss possibilities and answer questions and make sure this is exactly the right next step for you. You can book that breakthrough call by going to RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/book. That's going to take you right to my scheduler, actually. You can book a time in my calendar, and then there'll be a prep form for you to fill out so that I can get to know you a little bit. And we can start sorting out exactly what it is you are looking for in potentially coaching together. And I want you to know, just booking this call is an act of possibility. It says, hey, maybe I could do something about this. Maybe there is a path forward. Maybe making a financial investment in this would pay off. I know that whatever you set your mind to, you can figure out. And I would love to support you through that. All right, working moms, until next week. Don't forget to download that daily kickstart as well. You can find that in the show notes. But until next week, let's get to it. If you want 2026 to be the year where you end all of the stress and exhaustion and finally take back control of your time and your energy, then this is your moment. The next Ambitious and Balanced cohort is kicking off in January 2026, and it runs through April. And this isn't just about taking back control of your time. It's about building habits that protect your energy and create more space for what truly matters: your health, your family, and your joy. Imagine closing your laptop at 5 p.m. and actually being done, or walking into your evenings without guilt or exhaustion, or having the mental space to think clearly, laugh more, and feel more like yourself. That's what this program is designed to create. And if you join before October 31st during early enrollment, you'll get 3 private 30-minute coaching sessions with me to use before the end of the year. So you can finish 2025 feeling grounded and step into 2026 with clarity and momentum. You can go to my website to learn more and to schedule a free call with me. That is RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced to save your spot before October 31st. And let's make 2026 the year that you finally feel balanced, not because you're doing less, but because you're finally doing what matters most.